Greetings, saints. Any blessings to you? Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, thank you for making it possible. Father, bless us today with our understanding and bless us with a prophetic knowledge here of things to come. Thank you for opening our eyes and giving us eyes to see and ears to hear too. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I think we're going to do part two of Death Separates Flesh and Spirit. And we're going to share a revelation here given to Andrew Galinas on April 2021 of this year. And Andrew said, "In this dream, I was standing in a temporary hospital or infirmary tent." Thinking the infirmary tent could represent the temporary tabernacle of our flesh that we dwell in during our time here on earth. And the hospital or infirmary could represent the curses that are brought on our lives through our own rebellious actions or the witchcraft prayer sent against us by others who are in rebellion and unforgiveness, so on. So, and I take that a little bit from the rest of the revelation too. So, the word for physician in the Bible is pharmakia, and this is where we get our word pharmacy and pharmaceuticals from. It was never considered in the Bible to be a biblical thing until God's people went into captivity and manifested many of the things of the world. The physicians in the Bible used witchcraft and drugs to heal people, just like they do today. Because the word witchcraft is pharmakia, right? God's method is, of course, repentance, confession, and faith. The methods of the world the church has turned to are not the biblical methods, as anybody can see who reads the Gospels. And also, the Bible says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. That's the only reason you would have to turn to witchcraft or pharmakia, right? Because it's very clear in the word of the Lord, all you have to do is pray and believe you have received, right? And believe you have received. Because I have rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee. And by the way, Luke was not a physician. He was an iatros, the Greek word, which means healer. And he was a healer the same way Jesus and the rest of his disciples were healers, except it got hijacked by the physicians. Okay. I saw several people laying in hospital beds. Faces had been painted with a sickly pale makeup by the nurses to give the illusion of illness. And this represents, I believe, the whole CV-19 shamdemic hospitals are offered tens of thousands of dollars by the government for each CV-19 diagnosed ventilator patient and death reported, right? So this, of course, is bribing these people to do things they should not do. So the doctors and nurses were coerced into going along with the lies and the deep state agenda to blow the whole thing out of proportion and scare the public into accepting more loss of freedoms and more of the beast government control over their lives. We're not saying this thing didn't start out as a real pandemic, and it deteriorated as man-made diseases do to something today that's not much more than the flu. Now, they have other things in the waiting. We've already read about that. COVID-21, they have expected to turn loose because they're not getting any results now. Anyway, on the flip side of this, spiritually speaking, the nurses here represent the factious in the church and state mainstream media who love to paint the righteous out to be evil and wicked through slander and character assassination and send out witchcraft prayers against their brethren. And they make it their habit to call evil good and good evil. Okay. So Isaiah 5:18 through 24 says, "Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of falsehood, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope, and that say, let him make speed, let him hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Well, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, that justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the righteous of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the tongue of fire devoureth the stubble, and as the dry grass sinketh down in the flames, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel." Amen. You know, Christianity was from the very beginning a supernatural revelation of God and his power that was passed on to us. And liberal theologians drug it aside and ruined everything and turned it into something that it's not. And we have the same promises that they had back in the Gospels and afterwards when the disciples went out and healed the sick and raised the dead and did all that. We have the same word. Going on here, he said, the people began sitting up while damnedly insisting that they felt fine and not sick at all. Does that sound familiar? These factious people infect others with their slanderous words, and if we don't obey the word of God about not receiving accusations against others, either whether it's in the Christian world or whether it's in the government with all the bitterness and anger and unforgiveness that they give and resist their gossiping, slanderous, lying spirits, then we will become infected with critical and paranoid spirits, which will make us spiritually ill and ultimately result in spiritual death and reprobation. You have to have the feeling and the knowing that by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. If you were healed, you can't possibly be sick. If you're in rebellion, of course you can. As this went on, the nurses started getting flustered. Then some of the nurses rolled out a number of cubicle-shaped containers that were covered by blue tarps. Well, the cubicles could very well represent attempting to kill people by separating them from the rest of the body of Christ, as we'll see a little further down here. They try to cover their evil purposes represented by the blue tarps, and with self-righteous indignations and justifications for their actions and behaviors. He said, I couldn't actually see it through the tarps, but I knew the containers were empty. Well, that's not what they were claiming, though, right? We have wisdom and discernment to recognize their empty words and the tactics of the enemy so that we won't fall for their lies or be led astray by the discipleship and obedience that Jesus requires of us. Okay? In the natural, just as the containers lie about the numbers of dead, which have been greatly exaggerated, and all flu has become COVID for this political purpose. The nurses were implying that they were filled with dead bodies in order to convince the patients that they were indeed infected with the very same illness that killed the supposed people in the containers. Well, if you listen to, let's just say on the worldly side, if you listen to their lies, they make people sick. Have you seen the crazy people? Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah, we know about it. We've seen the same thing. But in a spiritual way, if you listen to faction, criticism, gossip, slander, you'll become infected. And the Father will separate you from his people and his kingdom. In the natural, the people that have been told this lie about the COVID-19 to put fear in their hearts, to control them, forcing many to take the DNA-altering vaccines to destroy their natural immunity and to be able to spread it to others. I mean, they've criticized the people that don't take it because they have faith. And yet they have turned out to be the ones that are spreaders, super spreaders. Yeah, and it was designed that way. When the patients saw the containers, they all got a weary look on their faces and laid their heads back down on their pillows. That's kind of like discouragement, right? When people started realizing that this COVID-19 isn't so bad and they're living through it like it was the flu, the bribed medical establishment rolls out the numbers of deaths, which is totally exaggerated to instill fear and discouragement. And we all know anyone who dies of COVID-19, and there is no more flu numbers, so we know where it came from. It's because they are just shifting the numbers and statistics away from flu deaths and labeling them COVID-19 deaths. And spiritually speaking, the factious kill people spiritually by getting them focused on lies and slander and twisting words around and distorting reality. And, of course, the deep state's doing the same thing. This discourages people and separates them from their faith and estranges them from God. Hence, they heard all the bad report, they believed it, and they just laid back down in discouragement. So they're no longer believing once this happens. Romans 1:28-32. And even if they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which were not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who knowing the ordinance of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them. So this is, as I've said before, is a perfect description of people who fall into factious, slanderous spirits. Trump syndrome, or David syndrome, or all the other syndromes. And then I heard David saying, in the past we never lost anyone to this, but now we've lost all of these people to this. Yeah. And he named about six or seven UBM people by their first and last names. And I heard every name clearly in the dream, but couldn't recall even one of them after waking. Yeah, well, I don't know that many people who've died of COVID at all, but this is a spiritual type, you know. Since COVID has proven to not be that bad, this is another form of assassination. Up until 2011, UBM didn't have much trouble with factious people coming against the ministry, but since that time, there have been several factious leaders who have turned people against the ministry and caused many to die a spiritual death by imparting demons to them through their poisonous gossip and slander, in effect separating them from us and the Word of God, which they need so badly. So we see the media doing the same thing to people with Trump derangement syndrome, bringing a form of insanity to them. And he said, after David finished speaking, I then saw some of the patients begin to sit back and continue insisting they were perfectly fine. Then something called a direct current wave beamed down from space as if from a weaponized satellite, directly on each individual who was resisting the fake virus and sitting up in their beds. Oh. So, in the natural realm, 5G can be used from satellites or cell towers, and it copies the lung damage of the original COVID-19 from Wuhan. And spiritually speaking, satanic witchcraft has been used by the factions in state and church to spiritually kill people. And when we are warned by the Lord about a threat to someone, which we've had quite a few times in dreams and visions, we just resist it and it flees. But we have no personal communication with many larger UBM, and there could be a few who have died out there. There's no doubt that some believe and some do not. So also these satellites could represent evil fallen angels imparting unseen waves of witchcraft from the second heaven while they transmit evil messages. You saw how the witches out there gathered together, I don't know, three or four times against Trump, declaring that they were going to bring him down, and that's how they do it. They send witchcraft. But, you know, if the Lord's protecting somebody, their witchcraft falls to the ground, and it did. And so if they had any sense, they would know their God isn't God, right? And after this event, the resistant people became truly ill, he said. The beam had produced the same symptoms the doctors and nurses were falsely claiming the patients had. Well, this reminded me, he said, of an article I had read some time ago. It claimed that the British agency M16, or MI6, had investigated the effects of 5G towers on nearby populations, and MI6 concluded that the symptoms of 5G radiation were identical to the coronavirus symptoms. There you have it. So I hadn't read this when I thought of the 5G and gave interpretation to that before this. So this is a confirmation. And again, if you listen to unforgiveness, faction, criticism, gossip, and slander, you will become infected, and Father will separate you from his people, sad to say, because there is no such thing as Christians who do this. And, of course, they get separated from his kingdom also. So it's not that people can't repent and return to the Lord, but they've got to get rid of that garbage. And you've seen what happens to some people who were conservatives and did a total about-face when they considered, with their spirit of suspicion, this garbage that was given to them, even though they had no witnesses for it, you know? That's right. The Bible and Jesus gave clear lines of that would keep you safe, you know? Receive not an accusation without two or three witnesses is a good one. Let's see here. This is a good one, too, by Gabe Watson. He got it on 5/11/21, and we called it the Intergalactic War and Escape Pods. It's very interesting. He said, I had a dream that a major event was coming that was going to bring severe tribulation to everyone. You know, out of the administration, the same thing is they've been talking about, an event, they call it. They call this big event that's going to change everything. Okay. So, I don't know. This event could be the deliberate crash of the deep state economy, because we know they're going to do that, and or the approaching and arrival of the nemesis system in of which Planet X is a part of. And it could also be the soon coming big reveal, some say is planned for June of this year, 2021, when the government declassifies to the public the existence of UFOs and aliens. Mm-hmm. We know that aliens are demons, and from recent revelations we've received, they will partner with the beast to deceive the whole world on a massive scale. Amen. You know, they say because these beings are physical, they couldn't be demons, but that's ridiculous. Angels manifested in the Old Testament as men and were thought to be men and showed physical properties of men. So fallen angels can do the same thing. Everyone was scrambling around trying to figure out what to do to preserve their life through this event. Many will try to seek to save their physical lives by running into the hands of the beast. But Jesus warned us, whosoever will seek to save their life will lose it, and whosoever will lose their life for my sake shall find it. We know that the only refuge and safety in the coming days is abiding in Christ. He is the secret place of the Most High. But by repentance and faith, we can enter into Him and be safe. Just believe His promises. Some people say they're believers, but when they read His promises, they just float right over them like they weren't even there. There were these futuristic-looking pods that were almost like a time capsule. Now, that's significant, I think. That would preserve your body through this tribulation. It seemed like everyone was getting into these pods. Okay. Well, that's not likely to be physical, right? The beast always seeks to change the times. That's what the Bible says. Time capsule. If it's a bad time, they want to change it to a good time. They want you to, you know, take it easy, you know, continue to spend your money so the economy keeps growing, and you know, so on. And they especially don't want you to find out that it is the time of the beast. I'm not talking about in the tribulation period, but the beast has been from the beginning, as Daniel pointed out. All the beast kingdoms that conquered God's people, right? We're seeing a delay through Cyrus of the beast system to come in the tribulation. And even then, they won't want you to believe it is the time of the tribulation. Daniel 7:25 says, and he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and he shall think to change the times and the law. And they've done both. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a half a time. Now, we know that's speaking about the tribulation, but we've been told about the mini tribulation that comes before that for the first fruits to prepare them. I'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, the beast wants everyone to be asleep and subservient. So go back to sleep in your little deceptive pod or your bubble. Nothing to see here, right? Since people do not believe it is the time, they can manipulate them into taking a preform of the mark by changing their DNA. They want to convince people that the only way for them to preserve their physical lives will be to come into agreement with the beast and its system. We can see now how they are beginning to test this out on everyone through the vaccine mandates and passports. Everyone will eventually be required to have them in order to actively participate in society, right? But I believe there'll be a delay in that. And if people refuse, they will disenfranchise them from working or buying and selling. So we can see, you know, the tendency to go that way. I then looked and I saw a guy I knew from college. He was a big, strong guy. And then I noticed that his semen was everywhere. And I said to myself, this is disgusting. What is this stuff doing everywhere? Well, this is the seed of Antichrist. He is Satan, the strong man. His seed is all over the world. An overwhelming majority of people who dwell on the earth receive his seed, which makes them sons of the devil. And the earth-minded are the ones who will ultimately get into these escape pods. It's just a thing of your own mind, but that's what they think. Matthew 12, 27 through 29 says, and if by Beelzebub, if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, then is the kingdom of God come upon you. Or how can one enter into the house of the strong man and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? Of course, Jesus, by the promises that he gave unto us, showed us how to bind the strong man. Amen? Instead, he's loosed because people do not believe the word of God. Jesus said, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Ooh, that sounds like a real promise that would protect people if they believed it, right? And then he says, then Garrett Crawford and I were getting into our pods to go through the time lapse. But I started to get really concerned and not thinking it was a good idea. I was worried that while I slept, my body would have freezer burn or decay. And I actually saw visions of this in my dream. Somehow I could see what was going to happen in the future, and I could tell that it wasn't a good idea, but I wasn't completely sure. I was torn considering the idea. Well, I believe this will be like those strong delusions out there and deception, that if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived, but the Lord will give discernment for everybody that loves the truth. He always does. And these are the times just before the tribulation, but he has shown us that we're in a mini tribulation for the first fruits so that they will be prepared to lead the church in the tribulation, right? They have to be grown up somewhat or they can't be leading other people, right? And growing up is the same pattern, you know, the same things that we go through. Through much tribulation shall you enter the kingdom of heaven, right? And a good example of this is Moses went into his own tribulation in his wilderness before he was prepared to bring Israel there. And since the tribulation is a type of what we can now see in Matthew 24, 15 through 25. When therefore you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, you know there's a bunch of these people that have been standing in the churches, you know. There are abominations. They walk after the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh. And if you're in a church that teaches the truth and people are wanting to grow up and come into maturity and they don't want a little leaven leavening the whole lump, then the Lord reaches down and flits them out of there. He puts faction on them and he gets them out of there. He goes on to say, standing in the holy place, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that are in Judea flee unto the mountains. I would consider this the heavenly places in Christ. Right? Let him that is on the housetop not go down to take out things that are in his house. In other words, forget your stuff. Go after the Lord quickly. Right? And let him that is in the field not return back to take his cloak. But woe unto them that are with child and to them that are give suck in those days. In other words, their fruit is small. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath. For then shall be great tribulation, such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever shall be. And as the real president and vice president has said, the storm is upon us. Yes. They're majoring on that right now. Then, one by one, people started to shoot off like a rocket. And I don't know where they were going, but I knew that they were going to be in the pods for a long time. You know, when the mark of the beast comes, Christians, quote-unquote, will be saying, this is not it, because we know that we escaped the tribulation in rapture, and we're still here. So this couldn't be it. And that can't be the beast, because we're still here, and we'll never see the beast. So what are they doing? They're changing the times so they can have peace, right? And so they soak up stuff like that, goofy doctrines like that, so they can have peace. But they're changing the times. They got their little bubble, you know. They are in a religious pod, and the times have been changed for them because they were listening to the religious beast, the one in the pulpit. And this reminds us of the false teaching that is going around in the apostate churches that you can take the mark of the beast and still keep your salvation and go to heaven. They never read the Bible, did they? Especially Revelation. The mark will take away people's free will and ability to think for themselves. Spiritually speaking, this pod is going to land a lot of apostate Christians in hell. And then they'll know what time it is. And Gabe went on to say, I was going to shoot off, and then Garrett was going to shoot off right behind me. He was waiting on me to shoot off, and I was going through this stressful dilemma. I looked up into the sky and saw an intergalactic war. It looked like something out of Star Wars. It was incredible. Two forces shooting against each other in a major war. The war was getting closer to us, and I had to make a decision really quick. And at the last minute, I decided not to get into my pod. See, I could tell you what time it is, right? Then Garrett saw me and said, what are you doing? We're both going to die now. It was really disappointed. I was really disappointed that I might have made a bad decision. Well, I think the intergalactic war represents the war in the heavens that will take place between the alien demons and the angels of God in which Satan will be cast down to the earth. And as you probably have experienced this, it has happened to you as you cast down vain imaginations of Satan, who is trying to turn you against God all the time with your vain imaginations, contrary to the great promises of God. Right? Revelation 12, 7 through 12 says, "And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon. And the dragon warred with his angels, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him." Well, you look around you and you wonder, hey, it must have happened, huh? "And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accuseth them before our God day and night." Notice, who is the accuser here? He's got a lot of children on earth, doesn't he? They're liars and slanderers just like him. "And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life even unto death." In other words, they wanted to walk in the steps of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, right? Death to the old man, right? "Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe for the earth and for the sea, because the devil has gone down to you having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. So abide in heavenly places in Christ." That's what we do. When you abide in Christ, you're abiding in his word, you're believing his word, you're speaking it, you know, etc. "Then the scene changed, and I saw Garrett sitting in a chair playing a video game, and I came up from behind him, and he was sitting there. As he was sitting there, he was still frustrated with me that But he was a lot older and looked like a middle-aged man who had put on some weight. He didn't look like Garrett at all, but I didn't notice that fact. You know, if our actions and thoughts and so on are contrary to what God wants, it's the same thing. It's what he's saying here. We put on weight. In other words, flesh, you know. As he was playing, I came around and gave him a big bear hug. At first, he was upset because I had killed one of his lives on the video game. But then I said to him, "I love you. You're my best friend. And with a lot of love in my heart." And when I said this to him, he felt the same way towards me and was not upset but about my decisions anymore. Okay. Well, Garrett's a good guy. We know Garrett. And we know, but he's being used here as a type of someone who is thinking like an old fleshly man, which is what the symbolism is there. And many may initially be upset with us for sharing the truth in order to wake them up from their time deceptions. Typed by the video game in which he lost a life. But in the end, they will be grateful when they realize that we told them the truth out of love and cared for their souls. Amen. "The scene changed, and I saw the people that had been in the pods. They were walking around club-footed, and they were different, but they all seemed to kind of look exactly the same, and they were kind of strange." Well, I think this might point to what we're seeing with the vaccines. They've been given this common DNA from the vaccines, and the transmission of it is passed on very easily to another. So if you got the vaccine, you're the dangerous one, I'm telling you. Not to people who know the truth And of course, anybody that has the vaccine and comes into COVID later, it's terrible. That's what happens. It becomes terrible to them because they're getting the second dosage there, you know. And anyway, the spiritual mark in the forehead, I believe, represents the mind of the flesh, or in the hand, represents the works of the flesh, cripples people. This club-footedness, you know. It is curable through repentance and faith. I'm talking about the spiritual mark of the beast. Only people who have the spiritual mark of the beast can receive the physical mark of the beast. The spiritual mark is curable. The physical one is not. If you go and read your Bible, it is not curable. Okay. Their walk is twisted, and they're more easily manipulated by the beast into the physical mark, when they will have no more hope of salvation and will eventually be estranged from the Father and Jesus. I was walking around and I noticed that no one was outside. Everybody was in their houses. Well, in the natural, we've been told that this is coming, and a time of martial law and lockdown, because they're going to be carrying on a war out there against the deep state and all their anarchists out there to try to bring them down. So that's in the natural, okay? And, of course, that's a loss of freedom for a while, but they're saying stay out of the way, let the military handle it. A chair had fallen from one of the porches on this high-rise building, so I threw it back up on the porch. But it came back down, and one of the legs broke off. This could symbolize a fall from the rest, which is the rest of faith. He that believes doth enter into that rest, right? It's a rest of faith. You're not worried about a thing when you believe God's promises, folks. You're just not worried about it. That's what the rest is. So all those who have the spiritual mark of the beast will lose a lot more than just their physical freedom if they do not repent. I was reminded when I got here about Proverbs 28:14. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart, he's talking about fearing the Lord, right? But he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief, shall fall into mischief. Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You see, just keep on in stubborn rebellion, and this is where it leads. Okay. Peace will be taken from them and from the earth. There is no rest for the wicked, says the Lord. And I then threw it back up again, he says. And Revelation 6:4 says, and another horse came forth, a red horse, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So there's a war going on out there. It's about to break out into a physical war. Then all of a sudden, I was in Sweetwater, Tennessee, where I was raised, and it seemed like they had changed a lot in the city. There was even a huge river in the middle of the road, with surfers blocking everything as they were riding the waves. Well, the sweet waters of the word of the of life will be flowing from the city of God, which is born from above, right? Doors of opportunity, I believe, will be opened majorly to share the gospel with God's elect out there. And our city of Zion will be changed and enlarged during the great revival that Father has planned for these end times? Psalm 53, 1 through 6. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, they wouldn't say it with their mouth because it's not acceptable, but but in their heart, they act that way. They have no fear of God whatsoever. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there be any that did understand, that did seek after God. Every one of them is gone back. They have together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon God? There were they in great fear, where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Yes, he will. And thou hast put them to shame because of God who hath rejected them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. There's a river of living water. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, then shall Jacob rejoice and Israel shall be glad. And another one. Isaiah 60, 14 through 16. That's again speaking about the bride, those who are going through their tribulation now so they can bring others to the Lord later. Isaiah 60, 14 through 16. And the sons of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man pass through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the nations, and shalt suck the breast of kings. And thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Woo-hoo. How awesome. Okay, I'm going to give you one more here. Squeeze it in. Jesus showed me a river of the water of life, we call this one. And this is Marie Kelton, 4:12-21. I had an open vision during the meeting of being in heaven. I was wearing all white, a white shirt and a long white skirt and a white head covering. And representing, of course, submission to the Son of Righteousness. And a white anklet representing the bride body who has washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb and made them white as snow. And also the white garments are the righteous acts of the saints, spoken of in Revelation 19 and 8. And it was given unto her that she should be arrayed in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. There's that, the hand that doesn't have the mark of the beast, but the mark of God, right? I was swimming underwater, and I heard the Lord say, living water. I came up from the water, and I knew I was different. Well, the bride is the bride because she loves the deep waters of the Word made flesh, Jesus. Ezekiel 47 and 9 says, and it shall come to pass that every living creature which swarmeth in every place whither the rivers come shall live, and there shall be a great multitude of fish. For these waters are come thither, and the waters of the sea shall be healed. Amen. There's going to be a resurrection of truth. Right? I saw the Lord on the shore standing next to a tree, the tree of life. I started walking towards him, getting out of the water. Ezekiel 47 and 5. Afterwards, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? And then he brought me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Amen. Get out in the deep waters of the Word. It's what puts to death the old man, right? That's why you go under the water, right? When I reached the Lord Jesus, I fell to my knees and I bowed down towards him in an act of worship. Then Jesus picked me up by my hand with his right hand, and we turned, walking away from the shore, holding hands. That reminds us of Song of Solomon 2:10-13. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree ripeneth her green figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth their fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Amen. And of course, speaking to the faithful people of God, those who love the Word of God, and are baptized in the waters of the Word of God until the old man is dead and the new man's coming up, right? Thank you, Lord. And she said these were the verses that came to me. Revelation 22:1-2. And he showed me a river of the water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street thereof. And on this side of the river and on that was the tree of life, bearing 12 manner of fruits, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. So the tree of life was the tree of life because it received the waters from the river, right? The clean, pure waters of the Word of God. Religion can't get you there, folks. It's a placebo. And it's okay for babies, but if they don't soon grow up and climb out of the playpen and begin to walk on their own and draw near to God, read the Bible, and get the pure waters of life, they won't grow up. They'll be perpetual babies, not bearing fruit, right? And she also got Ezekiel 47:5-6. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Amen. I remember a sister who was in the Presbyterian Church, her and her family, and she began to listen to the words that I was sharing. And she had this dream that she was going out into the surf, into the water. And she would go down a little bit, then she'd come back up. She'd go, as sometimes the sand is, she'd come back up. Keep going. And then the waters came all the way in, all the way up to her neck, so on and so forth. And she asked what that meant. I said, well, you've been in the shallow waters, never being able to find in these churches you've been going to, the deep waters of the Word of God. And now you're finding it. And it was true. She had several very good dreams. I remember one time she had a dream of a giant running through a mountain. through a cave in a mountain, and alongside the giant was a dinosaur. And she asked me what I thought that meant. I says, well, the mountain is the kingdom of God, and the man running through the mountain is myself. The dinosaur is the doctrine that they think is extinct. It passed away. But they're wrong. It hasn't. And you can't grow up unless you discover that, right? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Amen. Matthew 28:9 is our last verse that was received here. And behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Amen. I'm going to share just a little bit more with you here. This is an interesting thing. Is Planet X on the way? Well, Leon sent me this on 5/13/21, and it's a link actually to a big planet behind the sun peeking around. And then on 5/15, Jeff Shaw sent me this link titled Planet X Visible Within the Sun's Corona. And then Leon commented on this saying, I'm thinking that a planet's that near to the sun would not be black. It would be reflecting the sun. The first images are farther away from the sun and are dated 4/22/21. Also, there appears to be a second planet behind the first. And in the next set of photos, just the main planet appears closer to the sun and is dated 5/9/21. And the last set of images, which is the one I sent you, is dated 5/11/21. Well, I said it sure looks, it sure does look that way, but the darkness normally indicates it's on our side of the sun, so it wouldn't reflect it. Or I've heard, I'm not an expert, you know, but I've heard, and it sounds crazy to me, but it could be true in some way, I don't know. I've heard that its density and gravity is so much that light does not escape it. That's interesting. The magnetosphere in this video was being shown distorted, like this was really something that was passing there. And the coronal mass ejection seemed to say the same thing, that this really was something. But even if this is a hoax, it could be a sign from God of what's coming, because God uses any kind of vessel to do things like that. That you said there would be signs in the heavens, right? So this video has comments below it stating that the channels are picking up this planet too. So if you hear anything about that, let me know. I've only had a couple of fairly good revelations. Well, it's being seen through, the first one seen through the sun's corona. And I'm calling it a planet, but we'll have to see if it really is. It appears bigger when it's seen through the corona than when it comes around. And I'm thinking, well, possibly the curvature of the corona is magnifying it like the moon when it's seen through the curvature of the atmosphere. It's larger. Have you ever noticed that? When you're looking across the atmosphere towards the moon, it looks bigger. But when it comes overhead, it's not that big. And as this planet comes around and is seen straight on, it's smaller, like the moon, when it's up overhead. I really like to see later photos to see if it is captured by the sun and is in orbit around it, or if it is headed towards Earth's path. If it is headed towards us, we would find out by the crossing, which would be something like 40 days later. then we would know, oh yeah, that was true, you know. they have been keeping us from seeing the sky for days right now, you know. They spread their chemtrails in the morning, they spread out, and you don't see anything but cloudy-looking sky, although there's no edges of clouds or anything like that. There's no clouds. It's just fog, you know. And again, it may be an elaborate hoax in an attempt to bring disrepute to this planet that is clearly a historic figure. And it fits with the Red Sea scenario that's about to happen now. So, yeah, we'll see, one way or the other. Anyway, God bless you, saints. Went a little bit over, but that's okay. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Please give us grace. Thank you for Michael coming forward and sharing with the brethren. We ask you to bless them both in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good night.